Lawson here with FitExec, and we have a very special guest on our program, Mr. Ryan Donovan, Chief Advocacy Officer of the Credit Union National Association. How's it going, Ryan?
It's going great, Mike. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. Yeah, thanks for being on the show. I mean, we've been pals for quite a while now, but and I know that fitness is very important to you. Can you just give us a quick rundown on what you do to stay fit on a daily basis?
Sure. Well, I have been a runner since I was really in high school.
And, okay.
Growing up, I was both a competitive swimmer and a runner, but in high school, I ran cross country. And so that's kind of the core of my exercise mm-hmm. regimen. Mm-hmm. Whenever I can get out for a run, whether it's a 5K run or something a little bit longer, I try to do that. And okay. I can't say that I run every day, but every day that I run, I feel a lot better about myself and about my health.
Indeed. And you're based in Washington, D.C., so are you one of those many, many folks that run around the mall, or do you...
Yeah, well, I call it, it's the most scenic track in the country, right? It's about 2.5 miles from our office down to the Lincoln Memorial, so you can get a good run, just right outside our door. So I do that occasionally, mm-hmm. but mostly I run around my house or okay. when I travel, I like to figure out where there are good routes or trails that I can run.
Yeah, that was one of my later questions. But now that you bring it up, I mean, what do you do? I mean, I'm sure you kind of have a semi-hectic travel schedule, and there's lots of folks out there that travel a lot. And go, how am I going to fit in some exercise while I'm on the road? What do you do?
You definitely have to plan it. So one of the things that I always say is my routine starts the night before I run. Okay. So I'm a morning person,
okay.
right? So I like to get up and go running or go to the gym. But for me, I've got to make the decision to do that the night before. Because the hardest part of my workout are the first two steps out of bed. Once I get there, or get on the road, mm-hmm. it's great and I love it and I'm glad that I do it.
Yep.
But it's the mental preparation that's so important. And so whether I'm at home or when I'm traveling, it starts the night before. But when I travel, I do some advance work just in terms of seeing, okay, where's the hotel that I'm staying at? Where's that located? And mm-hmm. are there routes nearby that other runners use? So the My Run app is a good app to use to figure out where other people right. From the area run.
Okay.
But it's that preparation that really makes it a lot easier for me to exercise when I'm on the road.
Indeed. I'm glad you brought up the mental aspect of it, because I mean, 9 times out of 10, or for most people, just like getting to the gym is the biggest hurdle. And once you're there, and you feel great and all that type of stuff. It's just
right.
get, like you said, the first two steps out of bed, that's the hardest thing.
That's the hardest part of the workout.
Exactly. So I mean, how has this fitness regimen benefited your career, or how does it benefit your career on a daily basis?
Well, it's the endorphins. It's the strong positive feelings that you feel after you work out mm-hmm. that help, for me at least, and I think for others, it carries you through the day.
Yeah.
You know, I never regret working out. I always wish I did it more.
Right.
But
right.
you know, if I'm able to get up and get to the gym or get on the road and run, then the rest of my day seems to just go by that much easier.
Exactly.
So I mean, I think that's the immediate and the tangible aspect. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, you know, listen, I don't have the most physically demanding job in the world, but there's some stress associated with that. And I'd kind of like to be doing this or something very similar to this for the next 20 or 30 years.
Yeah.
And I know that in order for that to happen, part of what I've got to do is take care of myself.
Yeah.
So there's immediate benefits, and then there's long-term benefits that I think about when I think about trying to eat as well as I can and also trying to exercise regularly.
Exactly. Speaking of eating, what types of diet do you have? I know nobody's perfect, but I mean,
so, this is an occupational hazard, Mike, because a lot of what I do for, well, I shouldn't say a lot, but you know, so much of what I do for work involves, you know, lunches like mm-hmm. one I just returned from, or receptions or dinners. And so, that's a really tough challenge to eat right. But you know, in the mornings I like to have oatmeal, and orange juice and coffee, trying to keep breakfast as simple and as healthy as possible.
Mm-hmm.
is key, because you never know what's going to happen later in the day. I keep a bag of mixed nuts and trail mix at my desk, and so it really is about, you know, controlling what you can control, mm-hmm. because, you know, later in the day you could be at a lunch, a high calorie lunch or a steak dinner or something like that, and you know, you don't always want to be the person there that's just ordered the side salad, and I'm never the person that just orders the side salad. So the other thing that I'd say is, part of the reason why I like to exercise as regularly as I can is because I like to eat, and I want to eat what I want to eat.
Exactly.
So
good point.
Sometimes, you know, that's an important perspective as
well. Yeah, that's what I was just thinking too, because when you exercise on a regularly, I mean, you can kind of get away with eating. So, I mean, because I know there's a lot of really good restaurants in D.C. and a lot of rich food. So,
yeah, no,
so
that's right.
You can.
It gives you a little bit more flexibility. You know, yeah. The other thing is, I don't exercise for weight loss. So I exercise for maintenance, mm-hmm. and for that good feeling, and you know, to keep my heart strong and things of that nature. So my approach to diet might be different than if I was trying to, you know, lose 10 or 15 pounds. That's right. That's not my goal.
Yeah. Another thing that I've heard is, like, when people are running or swimming or doing some sort of, like, maybe endurance type sport, they think of, like, work issues, and all of a sudden, like, a solution will pop up into their head. And it's like, you know, where they may have not have thought about that. Does that happen to you?
Yeah, when you get into the zone, that's absolutely the case. And sometimes, you know, if we're getting ready to testify before Congress, or we're working on, you know, an important letter or some sort of communication, dealing with a problem, when I'm out on the road or on a trail, just sort of clearing the mind is one of the great benefits of that. It's, you know, it's okay, now we're looking at the problem from a different perspective.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, it's a great point. So, I mean, were you always this way, Ryan, or was there some sort of aha moment that happened to kind of change things for you?
No, you know, I ran cross country in high school. I swam in the years leading up to high school, but really I had a significant drop off after college. Yeah. And for several years, I didn't do much exercise at all. Mm-hmm. I think peer pressure really kind of got to me in terms of getting back into running. I had a couple of friends that were running marathons, and I still haven't run a marathon myself. I've done a few half marathons and some 10K races and 5K races, but seeing them get out there and saying to myself, you know, I could do that. That's easy. And I can do that without having to necessarily go to a gym or buy a lot of equipment. I have 2 feet, I can run. and so that's the other thing, is anytime you get into a routine like that, it's gotta be something that's adaptable to your lifestyle. And, you know, in about 10 minutes time, I can be out the door and, stretching and starting to run at any given time. Mm-hmm. So no, it's not something that I've always done, but over the last 4 or 5 years, I started running again about 4 years ago, and I've, you know, this isn't a huge number, but I've probably run 1600 miles since then.
Wow. I think that's significant.
Yeah. About 400 miles a year. I mean, and again, that's not running every day. That's running every third day. So, you know, about 5K a day.
Yeah. Okay.
5K, you know, each time.
Yeah. I don't know if most people may not track their mileage like that, but that's pretty cool.
Well, you'd be surprised. I think nowadays more people do, because it's a lot easier to do it.
Yeah. Because with all the Fitbits and all the tracking stuff. Yeah.
With the apps and stuff like that.
Indeed. All right, sir. To wrap up here, what kind of advice do you have? What kind of good health, fitness type advice do you have for busy professionals out there that are looking for an edge to succeed, who may be kind of stuck in a rut?
At the risk of sounding very cliche, follow Nike's advice and just do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just that's it. It's mostly mental.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the other piece of advice is, compare yourself only to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not the fastest runner in the world. I don't run as far as other people do.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I go out, I'm better for it.
Right.
I feel better. I'm getting in better shape. And so measure yourself against yourself. And I think that in the long run, you're going to have a very positive experience.
Very cool. Good message to end on, sir. Thank you so much, Ryan. Appreciate your time. And
okay.
have fun there in DC and watch out for those steak dinners. All right.
Okay. Thanks. All right.